Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Gittin, Daf Pei Beis. We begin the brand new ninth perek, Hamagarish is Ishto, and we're learning today Le'ilu Nishmas Morty Weiser. We're also learning Le'ilu Nishmas Gustav Dunkelman, Gitman, then David Dove. All the Mishnayos we learned for should have an aliyah from all learning. Okay, we pick up the brand new perek, about a third of the way down already on Pei Beis, Omid Aleph. The Mishnah begins, Hamagarish as Ishto. If a man divorces his wife, and he tells her, Yomala, this divorce will take effect, Harayat Muteres L'chol Adam, except Elo L'ploni. This divorce will take effect and be Megarishu for every single person in the world, except one person, except L'ploni. So, this is Machlokas, Reb Elezer, Matir, Chachamim Osrim. Reb Elezer says, this is a valid divorce. The one will explain what he bases his shita on, even though she's not allowed to get married to a certain person, but she's still considered mugureshes from her first husband. Whereas the opinion of Chachamim say, no, unless she's permissible to marry every single person in the world that she's permissible to marry, so then it's not a valid divorce if he restricts her from marrying anyone else. The one will have an entire discussion about why this is so. So, Reb Elezer's matir, Chachamim's osrim. Now, what should you do in this situation, according to the Chachamim, if the woman was given a divorce, but the divorce is not effective? Kate said, yes, what should you do in this situation? So the husband should take it back for the wife. Yitlenu heimena, take the divorce document back for the wife. Now, it didn't state in the divorce document that she's not allowed to marry this one person. The divorce document said, a regular divorce document, that you're megureshes from all people. And he just verbally declared, except for this one person. So the divorce document itself is good, but since he put in this condition, it's no good according to the Chachamim. Therefore, he takes back the divorce document from her, Yitlena Hemena Haget, the Yachsov Yitlena, and give it to her again, and the Yomalo, and he should say to her, some say that this literally means he must now state officially when he gives it again, even though the get doesn't state otherwise, but he has to specifically state, the Yomalo, Hare At Muteris L'chol Odom. He has to explicitly state that you are now permitted to marry everyone, to, so to say, undo his original oral statement. The Tosos Rid over here, however, about 5-6 lines from the bottom, in the Tosos Rid on the right side of the page, so he says, Avo b'misirasola eino tzorich lomar. He doesn't actually have to state that. He just has to make sure that nothing is written in the get, and now he gives it to her without saying anything. El harei ze gitach stam. He just has to say, this is your get. Because shebichsiva miskareshes u'isha lo bamira. Because what's written in the get is what divorces her, and not what he says, as long as he doesn't negate with what he says what is written inside. V'kivon sheget kosu kil chaso. Since the get is written properly, omer lo harei ze gitach v'hi mugureshes. All he has to do is say, this is your get. And he doesn't have to say, umuteris l'chol adam, as the seeming words seem to say. Others suggest, no, he actually has to state that. Since he said it the wrong way the first time, he now has to orally negate that by saying it the right way, umuteris l'chol adam, the second time. Okay, that is the way the Chacham would say he corrected. However, kisavo b'socho, if it was actually written inside the get, that hare at migureshes, however, hare at muteris l'chol adam, Elo leploni, but it states it inside in writing. So then, even though Alpha B Shechaza or Mechako, even though he takes the get back and he erases that part, so it just says now Aret Muteres Chaladam, and he erases the Elo leploni, then possible. That's not a good get according to the Chachamim because it was not written properly in the first place, and now when he erases it, so that doesn't make it into a proper get. Okay, that's our Mishnah. The Gemara now discusses Machlokas between the Leza and the Chachamim. So they asked the following Shail, Ibalu, what did it mean when it said Elo Leploni? That's a little bit of an unusual Lashon. It should have normally said Chutz Miploni. So what does it mean when it says Elo Miploni? So the word Elo, Hi Elo, Chutzu or Almenasu? There's two possible ways to understand it. Does it mean that he's saying, except for this guy? Like we normally translate the words, Elo Leploni, except for this guy. Or does it mean chutz, or does it mean al-minas, or is it a t'nai? As Rashi says, al-minas shelo tinasi l'ploni, and he's making a t'nai, that this is a valid get, as long as you don't do something, as long as you don't go marry this guy. If you marry this guy, it's not a valid get. But if you don't marry this guy, then it's a valid get. Now that's a condition, as opposed to an exclusion. So if he says the word elo, and it means chutz, so then that's not a t'nai. But if he says the word elo, and it means al-minas, then it's a t'nai. Now, what's the nafkamina between the two? If he says chutz, if Ella means chutz, chutzu, so therefore, in regard to saying chutz, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chacham. The Chacham argued Rabbi Lezer, if the lashon over here is chutz, Ella means chutz, because the shear law beget, because the get leaves out the idea that she's now able to marry everybody in the world. So therefore, Rabbi Lezer says, that's still good, based upon Pesukim, which we'll see in a moment. Whereas the Chacham say that's no good. However, if it's a Tanai, if Ella means Avo Ba'al Minas, so then, Taka, everybody says this is a perfectly valid get. Module, the Chacham Mamodit Rabbi Eliezer, mid that they have a called Tanai Diyama, just like any other Tanai. If you say this is your get, if you jump up and down 10 times, so if she jumps up and down 10 times, it's a good get. So if he says it's a Tanai, this is your get, as long as you don't marry Yanko, so in this situation, as long as she doesn't marry Yanko, even the Chacham will be Modit that this is a good get. And this would not be a problem of shear law beget, because it's a tanai and not chutz. So that's one way to understand this machlokis over here in the word Ella. It's talking about only chutz, there's a machlokis, but if it was almanas, there would be no machlokis. Alternatively, you learn it the other way around. Odilma, maybe the machlokis in Relez and the Chachamim is only with Ella meaning almanas. Odilma, maybe. Almanasu. The word Ella really means almanas. It's a tanai. And that's the machlokas over here. Uba almanasu, the polyg, Rabbi Elezer, Adarabana. Rabbi Elezer and the Chacham are arguing only on a case of a tanai. That the opinion of Rabbi Elezer is this is a perfectly valid tanai. Whereas the opinion of the Chacham is no, this is not a valid tanai. This is considered sheer law beget. You left somebody out, and that's not a valid divorce. But if it was the words element chutz, avo bechutz, then in fact, Rabbi Lez would be moded to the Chachamim. Moded, Rabbi Lez would be moded to the Chachamim. Dohar shir, law beget. This would be considered leaving somebody that she's not allowed to get married to, and that's not a full karisus, that's not a full separation, and therefore even Rabbi Eliezer would say it's not a good get if Ella meant chutz. So there's two possible ways to understand the word Ella, and the Gemara now says, Om Ravina, Toshma. Ravina says, I'll show you which is the right way to understand it, because we have elsewhere a statement in the Mishnah in the Goyim. It tells us, Kol habatim, any house, a house is able to be metame with tumah of nega, with tumah of tzaras. Again, it's not something that we know today about. We don't have such negoyim on houses, but in the times of the Gemara, there were negoyim. In the times of Chazal, there were negoyim that could attach to clothing, they could attach to a house, in addition to attaching to people. Now, kol habatim mitame b'negoyim. It tells us in the Mishnah that all houses are capable of having negoyim to them that are Jewish-owned houses. Elo shalov dekochavim. But a house that's owned by a goy in Eretz Yisrael can't have a nega. By definition, negoyim can only be on houses that belong to a yid in Eretz Yisrael. Now, that's what the Mishnah says. It uses the lashon of elo shalov dekochavim. Now, iyamris bishlamo chutz, who, if you're telling me that the word Elohim means chutz. So this would be basically stating in the Mishnah, all Jewish-owned houses in Eretz Yisrael can get a nega, chutz, but the houses of the Kochavim can't get a nega. So if that's the way you understand the word Elo, so then shapir, it makes very good sense. It's not a tanai, it's just an exclusion. And therefore, the word Elo in this Mishnah, Negoim, clearly means chutz. And therefore, in our Mishnah, the word Ella also means chutz. The first way we understood the machlokas between Rabbi Elezer and the Chachamim. However, Ella, i'amris, that the word Ella in this Mishnah means almanasu, it means a tanai, that doesn't make any sense. Almanas, the lo mitamu bate of the Chachamim, who? The mitamu bate Yisrael, it's only a condition. On the condition that the houses of a goy in Eretz Yisrael don't accept the goyim, on that condition, the houses of the Jewish people in Eretz Yisrael do accept the goyim. That doesn't make any sense. Ha, mitamu bate of the Chachamim, but that implies that if in fact the house of an Ovid Chachamim did become Tomei, so then the tanai doesn't take effect, and then the houses of a yid in Eretz Yisrael don't accept the goyim. Lo mitamu bate Yisrael. That doesn't make any sense. And even if you forgot about that, it still doesn't make any sense. The old bate of the kochavim mitame, but that implies that the house of a guy in Eretz Yisrael could become a tamei. But that goes against the pasuk. But Tanya, we learn the brayso. The pasuk says, "Unasati nega tzaras beveis eretz achuz aschem." It's only in your land that houses of a Jewish person can get a nega. V'nasati nega tzaras beveis eretz achuz aschem. Eretz achuz aschem mitama b'negoyim. Your houses in Eretz Yisrael, Jewish houses owned in Eretz Yisrael, could become tamei with a nega. The ein bate of the kochav mitam b'negoyim. So the goyisha houses that are owned in Eretz Yisrael cannot become tamei. So this can't be a tanai. And therefore the word Ella clearly doesn't mean a tanai in the goyim. So therefore, we want to say that is the answer the Ravina gives to our question. Does the word Ella mean chutz, or does it mean almanas? So clearly, for the Mishnah goyim, it means chutz. So too, in our Mishnah and Gittin, it means chutz. That's what the Gemara says. Ella Shmami, no. We can see from Ravina that this raya is chutz. Who? The word Ella means chutz. Shmami, no. That's a good raya. Gemara says, but there is an opinion that disagrees with this. Mas nisin delohi ki aitana. As much as Ravina showed the Mishnah in the Goyim, seems to indicate what our Mishnah in Gittin should be understood as, that the word Ella means chutz, but there is a different opinion that's brought down in the Braisa. Our Mishnah doesn't accord with this Braisa, because it says in the Braisa, the Tanya, Amar Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda, lo nechleku Rav Yelezer v'chachamim, al ha-megarish ha-sishto v'yomar lo, haret muteres ha-choladam chutz mi-ploni, she'enu megureshes. In this Braisa, it says, befeirish, that the word chutz would not be a valid get, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, certainly not according to the Chachamim, but it wouldn't be a valid get, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, because you were Mishayer. You left somebody that she is still connected to her husband with. He said, you can't marry this guy. So therefore, there's still a relationship between her and her former husband. It's not her former husband, because the get doesn't work in that situation, because he was Mishayer that you can't marry so-and-so. So the Braisa states Beferish that in the case of Chutz, even Rabbi Eliezer agrees that the woman is not divorced. The Machlokis, the Braisa says, Alma Nechleku, the Machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehu, and the Chachamim, is only Alamagarish Ishto, when a man divorces his wife, the Omar Lo Haret Muteres L'chol Adam, Almanas Shaloti Nasi Luploni. Only when he uses the Lashon of Almanas, there, and we turn to Pei Beis Omer Beis, in that situation, according to Rav Eliezer, that is not called shi'er. He's not leaving over somebody. That's a tanai. She's technically allowed to get married to anybody she wants in the world. Oh, there's only a problem. If she gets married to that guy, that then doesn't fulfill the tanai, and therefore the get is no good. So one could argue with Rav Eliezer, the Chachamim certainly do, that that is really shi'er, but Rav Eliezer would hold, if you use the lashon of almanas, that it's a tanai, and therefore the tanai technically doesn't exclude anybody, but the Chum disagree. Chum say, of course it excludes somebody, and therefore it's no good. But the only situation the Braisa says where they argue is in the case of Almanas. But in the case of Chutz, unlike the proof that Ravina just gave us, unlike the way that Ravina wants to understand our Mishnah, that would not be correct. And therefore the Braisa argues with Ravina's understanding of a Mishnah, which seems to be the correct understanding of a Mishnah based upon the Mishnah in the Goyim. So we have a machlokas between our Mishnah and the Braisa. Now, the Gemara says, what's the rationale in either way for Rabbi Eliezer's shita that it's not considered shi'er in the case of chutz according to Ravina's understanding of a Mishnah, or in the case of almanas in the way the Braisa Beferish says it? So my time of the Rabbi Eliezer. So, mi de dahavi akot noi be'alma. In the Braisa, it makes very good sense to say that when you're giving a conditional get, so it works. And therefore, even though the condition is that you won't marry such and such a person, a conditional get works, according to Rabbi Eliezer, no matter what. The Rabbanan, they say, no. Kol tnai d'alma lo shir lebe get. A regular tnai. You're divorced if you jump up and down 10 times. You're divorced if you give 200 zuz. So when she jumps up and down 10 times, or when she gives the 200 zuz, in that situation, the tnai kicks in, and therefore the woman is in fact divorced. However, that's when nobody was mishayer. Nobody was excluded from the marriage. Hocha shir lo beget. Here, this conditional get excludes her from being able to marry so-and-so, because then the get's not a good get if she marries so-and-so. So therefore, the Chacham hold that it's a case of shir. That's how you would understand the Braisa. That makes very good sense, the reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer versus the reasoning of the Chachamim. But in the case of chutz, everybody agrees that that's shir, and that's not a valid get according to the Braisa's understanding. No, how would you understand the Mishnah? What's the machlokes between Rabbi Eliezer and the Chum, according to the way Ravina understood the Mishnah, comparing the Mishnah and the Goyim with our Mishnah and Gittin? Umas Nisin, the Okimele B'chutz, which says that the machlokes is only in regards to Chutz. In regards to Al Tanai, the Chacham Mamode to Rabbi Eliezer that that's a valid Tanai. So how do you understand the Mishnah if it's talking about Chutz? Why does Rabbi Eliezer say it's not a problem of Shi'er? After all, doesn't he hold there is a problem of Shi'er? So no, the Gemara says, my time to Rabbi Eliezer doesn't in fact say there's a problem of Shi'er. Om Rabbi Yannai Mishum Zokin Echad. Rabbi Yannai said the name of a Zokin Echad, that you have to understand the Pasuk in the following way. Says the yotza mi beiso the whole chavoyso lish acher, that the woman in fact left her house and now she's divorced and she's allowed to go and marry to another person, the yotza and vahaisa. So vafilu lohitira ella liish acher, as long as there's one person, v'haitzar li'ish acher, as long as she can go get married to one person, then that's considered a valid krisus between her and her husband. Because when she's married to a husband, she can't get married to anybody else. So now it's considered acceptable, according to her lesson, based upon the pasuk, as long as there's one person in the world that she could marry, li'ish acher, that's harei zu migureshes. That's a valid get. The Rabbanim, they disagree. And aside, the Masechta Shas says that the words in parentheses, Amar Taima de Rabbi Elazar, that is, in fact, just a tos hatfus, a mistake that the Prince put in. And he says, likewise, in the Yalkut, in Parshas Emar, and in Parshas Kiseitse, that those aren't listed, those words aren't there. So in any event, we just read the words, Rabbanim, what's their opinion? Ha'ish, when it says, V'yotso, V'hoiso, L'ish Acher, so it means, in that situation, that it has to be to any other person, ha'ish l'chol ish v'ish. It must mean any person. There's no connection at all still with her husband. You're not allowed to be Mishayah. But according to Rabbi Lezer, this pasuk, yotzei mibeis v'alcho v'hoiso l'ish acher, implies as long as there's one person, there's no problem with shiur. So this is the way you'd have to understand the Mishnah, the Machlokes, is only in the word chutz. But in regards to a Tanai, if it was almanaz, so then in fact, a chacham would be molded to Rabbi Lezer that that's a perfectly valid get. Okay, now that's the way the Gemara first gives a suggestion as to how to understand the machlokes between Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, the way Ravina understood our Mishnah, that Eloh means chutz and not al menas. But Rav Yochanan has a different explanation for this. He agrees with Ravina's understanding of the Mishnah, the way we just explained the Mishnah, that Eloh means chutz, but he has a different understanding, not based upon the pasuk, the way Rabbi Lezer understood it, we just said, was that it means to any man, and the Chum Sein has to be to every man. Rav Yochanan Amar, no. Taimud Rabbi Lezer Mihoch. He says this is the reasoning for Rabbi Lezer saying that if you use the Lashon of Eloh, it means chutz, and it's a valid get. The Isha Girusha Me'isha Lo Yikachu. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorcee. The famous rule is based upon the Pasuk that a man, the Isha, is not allowed to marry a Grusha Me'isha, is not allowed to marry a woman who is a Grusha from another man. Lo Yikachu. He's not allowed to take her in Kicha, which is Kiddushin. However, this implies, according to Rabbi Lezer, afilu lo nizgarsha ela meisha, even if the woman was only considered divorced from one man, from her husband, ela meisha. So nifsla min hakuna, even though this divorce is not a kosher divorce, because in fact, she's not eligible to marry everybody else, so therefore, nevertheless, the woman is considered a grusha in this situation. Alma have a gita, it is considered a valid divorce, even though it doesn't permit her to go and get married to any man. As Rashi says in Dira Masel, Ela Meisha, so it says, the Amar Lo, the man said to his wife, Harayat Megurashis Mimeni, you are divorced from me. However, Viyat Muteris Chodam, but you're not allowed to marry anybody else. You're divorced from me, I no longer am your husband, but the get only permits her to be divorced from her husband, but not to marry anybody else. So Rashi explains that this satisfies the idea of a concept of a reyach of a get. This is a reyach of a get, sheposel b'kuhuna, that would not allow to go now marry a kohen if her husband were to die and never divorced her. So she is halachically considered a gerusha. When we deposel b'kuhuna, since she can't go marry a kohen because of the reyach of a get over here, what do you see? Alma getu. So even though she wasn't able to marry anybody else, nevertheless, this is considered a get. And here, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, the Shari l'cholodom chutz mizeh muteris liachayim. Here, since it's a get, even if she wasn't able to be married to anybody else, because he said, this is your get, but you can't marry anybody else, if that is considered at least a get in regards to kahuna, so too, if he does permit it to marry other people, except, let's say, for one person, chutz me, this one person, so alma hevigita. The opinion of Rabbi Eliezer is that is a valid get. However, the Rabbanan, they disagree. They say, no, iser kuhuna shiny. No, it's different. Shereba ben akosel mitzvahs yiseros. Kohanim, Rashi says, have many other mitzvahs. So while this is a divorce only in regards to the reyach of a get, but it's not a valid divorce in regards to permitting her to go and be considered divorced from her husband to go and marry anybody else, even people other than the one person that she was prohibited from marrying. So it's not a valid get in terms of allowing her to get married, according to Chachamim, but they agreed that it has the reach of a get, because Isaku Nashaini, the Kohanim, have many mitzvos that a regular Yisrael doesn't have, and this is one of them also, that a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Gerusha. Regular Yisrael is allowed to marry a Gerusha. So therefore, in this situation, Rabbi Yochanan says, this is the machlokis based upon this pasuk, not the pasuk that we have, Yotzah mibeis v'ocho v'yisul yishacher, like the first understanding was, but it's because of the pasuk, Yisha grusha me'isha lo yikochu. So we have two different ways to understand the machlokis between Relezer and the Chachamim in our Mishnah, the way Ravina explained it, that Ella means chutz. Now, boy, Rabbi Abba has the following shayla, b'kidushin hech. Does the same machlokis between Relezer and the Chachamim apply in regards to kiddushin? If a man says to his wife, I read it mukudeshously, except for such and such a person. So as Rashi says, Hiskadishli Leyasa Lechol Adam, Chutz Mi Ploni, that you're married to me with the exception of Reuven. You're married to me, and nobody else can marry you, but Reuven can still marry you. In that situation, Tiboy le Rabbi Eliezer, Tiboy le Rabbanu. That this question could be it. Rabbi Abba's question could go both according to the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer and both according to the Shita of the Rabbanu. What exactly does that mean? So Rabbi Abba explains. Tiboy el Rabbi Lezer, you can ask this question according to the sheet of Rabbi Lezer, who says, Ad kan lo kama Rabbi Lezer hocha. Rabbi Lezer only said in regards to a get that the person is considered to have divorced his wife if he was Ella Miploni, Ella Mishum Dechsive Kirai, because of the psukim that we had, either the understanding that we had, the first understanding, or the understanding of Rabbi Yochanan. So we have psukim specifically stating it by a get. And therefore, it applies to a get, but only to a get, this partial type of a divorce. Abul Hasam, in regards to Kiddushin, Kinyan Ma'alya Bo'inan. Kiddushin requires a Lekicha. It has to be a full-fledged bringing her into your domain and excluding her from everyone else's potential domain. So you need Kinyan Ma'alya Bo'inan, and you don't have that over here. Vileka. So in this situation, you are not considered married, even according to the opinion of Rabbi Lezer, who say the woman would be considered divorced with this Elami Ploni, but if you regret, you're Mekudeshesli, Elami Ploni, so then even Rabbi Lezer would say that that's not a good likuchen, that's not a good marriage. Or do more, maybe not. After all, we have the famous Hekish, the Yotzah of Ahaisa, and that implies that the rules of Gittin apply as well to Kiddushin. The rules of Kiddushin apply to Gittin. We have the Hekish in the Pasuk, the Yotzah of Ahaisa. So maybe Rebbe Lez would say that, yes, I have Psukim for Gittin, but because of the Hekish, the Yotzah of Ahaisa, so they apply the same ideas to Kiddushin. So Rabbi Abba's question could be asked according to the Shita of Rabbi Lezer, who says that by a divorce, Elo works. And therefore, by Kiddushin, we ask the question, does Ella work or not by Kiddushin? And we have the possibility that, no, the Psukim were only for divorce and not for Kiddushin. Or we could say, no, the Hekish says that divorce and Kiddushin have the same rules. So that's the question according to Rabbi Eliezer. Similarly, Tiboy LeRabbanan, Rabbi Abba says, you can ask the question according to Shita Chacham and say it doesn't work by Gittin. Why? Because Ad Kan Lo Kami Rabbanan Hacha, the rabbi said it doesn't work, Ella Leploni, doesn't work by divorce, Ella Deboinan Krisus Veleka, because you need a full-fledged separation. It has to be a full-fledged cutting between the husband and the wife, and it's not for Leka, because she's not allowed to marry so-and-so, so there's still a connection. The husband said, you can't marry so-and-so, so that's not a full divorce, and that's why the Chacham say, Shear is no good. Aval Hasam, in regards to Kiddushin, Kinyan Kaldu, where does it say that it has to be a total, absolute Kinyan for the husband to the wife? Maybe a person could say, I'm a Kaddish Yud, and nobody else in the world can be a Kaddish Yud, but Reuven still could. It's valid, according to the opinion of the Chacham. Or do we say, oh, Dilma, no, we have the Hekish, we also have Haisa, and therefore, just like by a get it's no good, so too by Kiddushin it's no good. So Rabbi Abba's question could be asked whether you hold like Rabbi Eliezer, or whether you hold like the opinion of the Chachamim, and he asked the question, and he answered it. Lebosar, the boyle, hold the pashta. He himself, Rabbi Abba, himself answered his own question, and he said, Bein le Rabbi Eliezer, Bein le Rabbanon, Ba'inon, v'yotza, v'haisa. He said this Hekish applies. This is a valid Hekish, the Yotz of Ahaisa, so therefore the same din applies by Gittin and Kiddushin, both according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer and both according to the opinion of the Chachamim. So therefore, in regards to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, since the same din applies by Kiddushin as it does in Gittin, and since Rabbi Eliezer allows it to take effect in Gittin, he says this is a valid get, even though he said El Leploni, so too in Kiddushin, Rabbi Eliezer would say it's a valid Kiddushin, even though he said Yom Kodesh is to me, except for Reuven. So this is a valid Kiddushin, according to Rabbi Eliezer, because just like it would be a valid get if he said El Leploni, so too if he says El Leploni by Kiddushin, it's a valid Kiddushin. So the hekish of the yotza of the haisa, according to Elazar, means that it is a valid kedushin. But the same exact hekish, according to Binyan Chacham, will say it's not a valid kedushin, because just like it's not a valid gittin, they hold that Ella Leploni is no good, so too they'll hold by kedushin, Ella Leploni is no good. So even though they're both using the same rationale, but you know, the yotza of the haisa, according to both, it comes up with the exact opposite conclusion, as Rashi tells us over here. The Rebbe Lezer havu kedushin, the Rabbanan lo havu kedushin. Okay, now Amar Abaye, Abaye says in Timtze Lomar Isa le Rebbe Abba. If you want to say that Rebbe Abba is correct, that in fact Rebbe Lezer would say that the din by gittin is parallel in the din by kedushin. That in fact Ella Laploni works by gittin, and therefore Ella Laploni works by kedushin. Within this sheet, Abaye says, if you want to hold like Rebbe Abba, that Rebbe Lezer actually permits a partial kedushin. What would be an halacha according to Rebbe Lezer in the following case? Bar Reuven v'kitsha. Reuven came along and was mekadesh a certain woman. However, he said, chutz mi Shimon. You are now married to me. Nobody else in the world can marry you, but Shimon can still marry you. That's the Ella Leploni that, according to Rabbi Abba's understanding, Rebbe Lezer, because of the hekesh v'yotz of Haisa, so that would be a valid kedushin. What would be the case here if Reuven did this? So if he just stopped over here and he said, you're married to me, and nobody else in the world can marry you except for Shimon, so according to Rabbi Lezer, that would be good. But then what happens, according to Rabbi Lezer, Uba Shimon, Shimon comes along now, v'kitsha chutz miRuvein. Shimon does the same exact thing. Shimon goes to this woman and says, you are married to me. Because, again, Reuven didn't exclude him, so he's allowed, according to Rabbi Lezer, to go and still marry Shimon. The kedusha would take effect with Shimon. Uba Shimon v'kitsha, and he says, you're allowed to be married to me, but nobody else except Reuven, chutz miRuvein. So in this situation, what happens if Reuven and Shimon are brothers? So now, she is potentially married to two brothers. And let's say Nebuch, Umesu Shtem, both Reuven and Shimon die. So they obviously are, according to Elazar, married to him. And therefore, now they would both die, and she would fall Yibam to the third brother, Levi, Umesu Shtem. So the opinion of Abai is Misyabemes the Levi. She would in fact be allowed to go and do Yibam to Levi. The Ein, we don't have a problem here. The Ein ani kore ba eshes shnei mesim. Normally there is a rule, and Rashi brings down and reminds us what we learned in the Gemara in Yevamos, that if Reuven had married a woman and Nebuch Reuven dies without having children, so then she falls Yibam to Shimon and to Levi. Now, Shimon does maimer with her, which is not a valid deraisa kedushin, but it's what the rabbi suggested is the proper way to do it. You shouldn't just go into marriage by having relations with her. You should give her maimer, which is like saying harei mukudeshesli. But in regards to Yibam, it wasn't necessary to do so, and therefore the maimer is only a midrabbanan. And then Shimon dies. If Shimon dies in this situation, so Levi cannot do Yibam with this woman, because she's falling to him from two brothers. She's falling to him from Reuven on the Raisa level, and she's falling to him from Shimon because of the Maimer on the Rabbana level. And therefore, you only have the din of Chalitz in this situation. You can't do Yibam because Yibam is only done when it's coming from one house, from one brother, and not from two brothers. So in that situation, you can't do Yibam, because there we would Koreba Eshes Shnei Nesim. She's falling from two brothers. But Abaye says over here, that doesn't apply. In the case where Reuven marries the woman, and he says Chutz mi Shimon, and then Shimon marries the woman, and he says Chutz mi Reuven, that doesn't apply here. If both of them die, Levi can in fact do Yibam. Why? My time. Why isn't this a case of Koreba Eshes Shnei Mesim? Here it says, the Ein Ani Koreba Eshes Shnei Mesim. Why? My timer. So the Gemara says, because Abaye would hold Kiddushe de Reuven Ahanu. Yeah, the Kiddushin of Reuven works, because according to Rabbi Lezer, this partial Kiddushin works. You're married to me, and nobody else in the world can marry you, except Ella Shimon can. Now, when Shimon goes and marries her, however, while Reuven's Kiddushin worked, Kiddushe de Shimon Lohanu. Shimon's Kiddushin didn't work. Why not? So Rashi explains at the end of Dibra Maskel, the Ein Ani Kore, about three or four lines from the end of the Dibra Maskel, he says, Avo Kiddushi Shimon Lo Mahani, they don't work. Why? Midi the Kivan, the Omar, Chutz Miruvin, since Shimon said, your Kiddushim to me are effective and nobody else can marry you, but Reuven still can. However, Lo Asra Al Shum Adam Hamutter, he didn't, in fact, make her now no longer able to be married to any single person in the world, because every other person in the world was already also to her. And Shari Asura of Omedes, he, from Reuven's Kedushin, Alakol, on everybody,
chutz mi Ruvein. But now, he said, the only person that's still able to marry you is Ruvein. So Ruvein was already married to her, and never was included in the prohibition. So therefore, Shimon's Kiddushin did not exclude her from a single person in the world. Everybody else was already Aser, and Ruvein is still mutter, still permissible. So therefore, Rashi explains, Kiddushin de Shimon lo ahanu. And therefore, when both of them die, Nebuch, Ruvein and Shimon, the two brothers die, she does in fact fall to the third brother in Yibum to Levi, because she's only falling from Ruvein, and she's not really falling from Shimon, because Kiddushin de Shimon lo ahanu. So that's Abaye's diuk in this din of Rabbi Eliezer. Now, is there a case where, even according to Eliezer, that the woman would be forbidden to fall to Yibam? Would we have such a case, according to Eliezer, of a woman not having Yibam done by Levi? If Reuven and Shimon both gave some sort of a Kiddushin that Rabbi Eliezer would say would be valid, is there such a case that both Reuven and Shimon would fall to Levi, and therefore Levi couldn't do Yibam in this situation, because I would call this, in fact, anikorebo eshne mesim? Is there such a case? So the Gemara says, yes. Kigon, for example, Shabar Ruvain v'kitchechot mishimon. Ruvain came along and said that you are, in fact, married to me with the exception of Shimon. And then Shimon comes along, Kibar Shimon v'kitchechot stam. He is just Makadisha regularly, which would therefore mean the Kedushe Ruvain ahanu l'meisru li'alma, that Kiddushim of Ruvain, in fact, Atzud run the rest of the entire world, with the exception of Shimon. And now, the Kiddushim of Shimon, Ahanu Lemesra Ruvain, and the Kiddushim of Shimon do, in fact, now Atzud her on Ruvain. So therefore, there is somebody being Atzud, the Kiddushim of Shimon are Ahanu, and this would be an example where, if then both Ruvain and Shimon, the two brothers, died, she would not, in fact, allow to have Yibam with Levi, because this would be Kore Bo Eshes Shnei Mesim, and therefore would require Chalitza, and Yibam would not be allowed. Now, Abaye's following Shiloh, boy, Abaye asks, Omala, if the man says to his wife, Hare at muteres l'chol adam chutz me'ruvein v'shimon, the man says over here, you're allowed to go get married to anybody else in the world. He divorces her. You can get married to anybody else in the world, but you can't get married to Reuven and Shimon. And then he goes, the chodzavi Omala, yeah, l'ruvein v'shimon. You can get married to Reuven and Shimon. Now, what's the halacha here according to Rabbi Eliezer? Mahu, do we say mi amrinon my de osar shora, that which he originally said was osar, Reuven and Shimon, you can't marry them. He's now saying amutter, you can go and marry Reuven and Shimon. In addition to now being able to marry everybody else in the world, you're originally allowed to marry everybody else in the world by this gerushim, but not Reuven and Shimon. And now he says, yeah, and Reuven and Shimon also. Is that what he meant? Odomo, or maybe my de osar shora. Maybe he's saying over here, you know, that which I originally said, that you can't marry Reuven and Shimon, I'm now changing. You can even marry Reuven and Shimon. But that which I said, that you can marry everybody else in the world, I'm now changing also. And you can only marry Reuven and Shimon, but you can't marry anybody else in the world. So according to Releza, that's a good get. So is that what he meant when he said, L'Reuven v'Shimon? Did he mean to retract his earlier permission to marry everybody else? Or this is in addition to his earlier permission to marry everybody else? We don't answer that. And Abaye continues and says, "In Tim Saloma, if you want to say, we turn to Pegimel and Aleph, my di osar shara, that in fact, what he previously had permitted, he's now retracting. So really, the understanding over here is, I'm telling you, you're divorced, but you can't marry Reuven and Shimon. And then he says, yeah, you can marry Reuven and Shimon, but you can't marry everybody else. That's what it means. So what happens if he said, originally, you can't go and marry Reuven and Shimon. You can marry everybody else in the world, you divorce from everybody else in the world, but you can't go and marry Reuven and Shimon. And then he just says, L'Reuven. He says, now you're allowed to go and marry Reuven. Mahu, what does that mean? Does it mean, L'Reuven, v'hu adin l'Shimon? That it meant that I'm mattering you to marry Reuven, and I'm also mattering you to marry Shimon? And the reason why he only said Reuven, v'hai dekama l'Reuven, was because Bishum deposit bay. He opened up. Originally, you're not allowed to marry Reuven and Shimon. So now he said, you're a matter to marry Reuven. And he mentioned Shimon as well. And he only mentioned Reuven because that was the one he started off with. Or maybe not. Odilma, only L'Reuven Davka. He's only permitting her to go and marry Reuven. But guess what? She's still not permitted to go and marry Shimon. And we don't answer that either. And Abaye says, V'im Tim Tzilomar L'Reuven Davka. If you're going to tell me over here that it means only to Reuven. So now she's only allowed to go and marry Reuven. She's not allowed to marry Shimon. So what happens if he said in this situation, you are divorced from every single person in the world with the exception of Reuven and Shimon. And then he says, L'Shimon, but you're allowed to marry Shimon. He then changes his mind and says, L'Shimon. Now, what does that mean? Mahu. In this situation, do we say that he meant L'Shimon, V'hu adin L'Reuven, he meant Shimon and also Reuven? Because He just said Shimon first, because v'haid kami Shimon first, mishum disolik mine. That was the last one he mentioned. He said, you're divorced from me, you can marry anybody in the world, but you can't marry Reuven and Shimon. And then he says, you can marry Shimon. But he really meant Shimon and Reuven. And he only mentioned Shimon because that was where he'd left off. Or do we say, oh no, Odilma, l'shimon davka? No, he's specifically saying, you're only allowed to go and marry Shimon, but you still can't go and marry Reuven. Furthermore, we don't answer that. But Rav Ashi said, af l'shimon mahu. What happened if the husband said that you're not allowed to go and marry Reuven and Shimon? You're divorced from me, but you can marry anybody else in the world, but you can't marry Reuven and Shimon. And then he says, af l'shimon. He says, you're even allowed to go and marry Shimon. What does that mean? If he says, af l'shimon, does it mean af a Reuven koi? Or do more af a Alma koi? Here, does he mean to go and say, yeah, you can go and marry Shimon, and af l'shimon means even Shimon and Reuven? Or did it mean that even Shimon and all the rest of the world also? I'm not retracting. It's not like we said originally, my d'osar shorah, that here when he says af, it means even all the other people, not just Reuven, but all the other people. Odilma af almakoi. So these are all questions that are raised, either by Abai himself or by Rav Ashi. We don't answer any of them, and the Gemara closes and says, teiku. In this situation, we don't have an answer, teiku, and with this we conclude today's shir.